It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Eco-activist Laura Turner Seidel is passionate about living an environmentally conscious life. That includes urban homesteading, growing a garden, keeping chickens and bees. But earlier this year, she had a setback in her beekeeping at her Atlanta home, as I learned during a tour of her carefully planned and designed garden.
Well, it was a process getting there. First of all, we did a locally planted indigenous grouping of native plants that are drought resistant and healthy. We got rid of all of the chemicals. It's 100% organic. We fertilize with our compost and worm poop, so we don't have to use many chemicals to grow our vegetables and fruits and all of our beautiful flowers. And then I decided that we were going to plant clover for pollinators. And I tried to do everything in my power here that would really be pollinator friendly.
So you brought in some bees.
Well, we did. I had a local beekeeper bring a hive, and she established a colony, and we had them for about a year and a half. And one day I, you know, went out there to see how they were doing, and I noticed that there wasn't any activity.
Uh-oh.
It was not a good sign. And Cassandra Lawson, who is an urban beekeeper and keeps about 20 hives around the city, said, "Laura, you really had a significant problem and your bees are dead and gone." And I said, "Well, what happened?" And she said, "Well, I've never seen anything like this before." And she said, "Your bees actually encapsulated the pollen within the hive, which tells us that the pollen was so toxic and they couldn't get it out of the hive, so they just tried to encapsulate it."
Now, bees sometimes die because they run out of food over the winter. It's very cold, but it wasn't too cold. They hadn't run out of honey.
That was not it at all. It was actually because I live in an affluent neighborhood, and there's a tremendous amount of chemicals that are used to keep a yard looking perfect. And a lot of the home products, the home garden products, are filled with pesticides that are very harmful to all insects, including our pollinators. And now, even in the big box stores, there was a study done recently, a case study, it was reported by Friends of the Earth a couple of weeks ago, that 50% of the plants being sold there, flowering plants, had this certain class of chemicals in them called nicotinoids, which have been attributed or linked to massive bee die-offs in this country, in Canada, and around the world. And actually, the EU banned it, this use, temporarily, I think for a 2-year ban until they could prove that it was safe for pollinators.
Well, I want to see what you've done to your yard then to help pollinators. Oh, there's lots of clover here.
In the springtime, we have two different kinds of clover. We have the white clover and we have the red clover. It's not blooming now, but in the spring, it's a sea of white. And I can see my neighbors, and I've had a comment or two. It's like, "Don't let that disease come over here." But it gives me an opportunity to really inform and educate, which is what I love to do.
Are we going to have any luck here and find a four-leaf clover?
I'm really good at finding four-leaf clovers, but I haven't had much time to look recently. But we might get to see some in the back. So I'll show you my raised beds. Come on. And I'll even show you my chickens.
Chickens here,
yes,
in the city?
I have chickens, yes.
Is that legal in downtown Atlanta?
Oh, yes. Chickens are quite legal, as well as bees. See, there they are, right there, the chickens.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So they're free-ranging chickens.
Uh-huh.
And then they have their little coop, and their more raised beds, a patch of strawberries. Come on, chickies.
So the bees were right back here, huh?
Yes, they were. And my beekeeper, she had never seen anything like what happened with my beehive before, you know, how the bees encapsulated the toxic pollen. And she manages bees all over the city of Atlanta. And she says her most productive hives have always been in communities of low income, because they don't have the discretionary income to buy all the chemicals. I think that there's a lot to be said for that. We need to be more like that organic, and chemical-free so that the pollinators can do what God made them to do.
Laura Turner-Seidel is an eco-activist in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you, Steve. We'll have to have you back more often. This was a real treat.